screws and plates?
I guess. I haven't seen that.
Okay. I'll call the Cache Mosquito Abatement District Board Trustees meeting to order July 23rd, 2026 at 7 p.m. I'm Joe Hansen representing Cornish. Sierra.
Sierra Bradley Clerk.
Richard Rigby Manager.
David Will Malaga.
Hey, Coons Providence.
Randy Feaser Nibley.
And Jeff Ricks Incorporated.
Kim Hatch Trenton.
Brian Thompson Clerk.
Joe Archer North Logan.
Dave Gatherer Hyde Park.
Thank you. First item on the agenda is to adopt the agenda.
I move to adopt the agenda.
I second it, Jeff Ricks.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion or question? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Review and approve minutes of June 25th, 2026 meeting. Sorry, I wasn't here.
What happened?
Thank you.
And we want a second.
Oh, good, Jeff.
Jeff Ricks.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion or questions? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? I need to abstain. I wasn't here. Zion Bank authorized board members.
So basically, we got to keep Kermit Price and Dave Gatherum on there. We need to add Joe Hansen and Paul James and then remove Craig Hidalgo. So basically, we just need to make a motion and second it.
And vote on it.
And okay. Vote on it.
I'll entertain a motion to approve the authorizations of the new member, of the board members.
I'll make a motion to approve the board members as written.
Thank you.
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion or questions?
I have a lot of discussion, but we'll go ahead and vote on it.
Do you want to add to this?
No.
I
give us some rally.
Okay. Where was
it
at?
Thank you.
Those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Text my gov.
Okay, I had an individual call me. They're based here in Logan.
Sorry.
They're based here in Logan, and what it is they they are able to create a database, not a database, but get phone numbers for people in our area and then bring them in, and then I can get out information through a text through them. And it is just what it says, text my gov. So it's for government entities. And what I can do is I can either do a mass saying, hey, we are starting spraying the valley. Because the reason why I even entertain this motion is because I do not want to do Facebook or something like that. I have no desire to do social media. It just gets convoluted and everything. And I know you can get a lot of information out there, but that's why I keep the website updated for the most part. Over the 4th of July, I missed one thing on the website saying that we were changing from Thursday and spraying Lewiston on Friday night, and there was a big old discussion. And in fact, Sierra got called at 1 in the morning by a guy, and that was his third call, but she didn't answer it, but he was not very happy because we did it Friday night, which that came through with Lewiston, that Lewiston wanted us to do it Friday night, so that's why we did it. But we can take this texting and if say that Lewiston, if that would have happened, I would have just taken the constituents there in Lewiston and just blasted out a text saying, hey, we are changing from Thursday night to Friday night. And it comes off of not our phones, but a dedicated line that goes through on that so that they can reply to it, but then we will get it. So things like that. So I can either do a flock shot to everybody that we service, and they can remove Logan City, River Heights, Paradise, things like that, or I can do particular areas. And one of those instances is the last 2 weeks we've tested positive in Newton, and I did send out a press release to KBNU, the Herald Journal, just local ones. I didn't have to necessarily do the whole state because the West Nile virus is bad this year through the whole state. But I could have, that with that press release that lets people in the valley know, then I could have just Newton and told them that there's West Nile virus, and then last week Lewiston tested positive, so then I could have just texted Lewiston that way. So what they proposed is that the first year, and the first year is going to be $6,750, and what that is, the annual cost plus a setup fee of half of that annual cost. And I told him, there's no way I can do it right now. And he goes, well, we'll give it to you for the next 5 months for free. We'll set you up and everything. And then your annual cost will be January 5th when the new budget is. So I can write it into the new budget, and then it will be there for ongoing. So the first year is going to be $6,750, which is an annual cost of $4,500 plus the setup fee of $2,250. And then from then on, it will be $4,500 a year for that. And so then I will just make that into our budget every year. But as of right now, we don't need to come up with any money, just run it. So it does have to, it'll be run through our website so people can click on it and sign up through it. It'll be, they can do it, they can opt out of it if they don't want it as well. Things like that. So
is that just for mosquito messages?
It can be anything, any
so
government.
So what would you use it for when we're not doing mosquitoes?
We can do it for the mosquitoes are dead, I don't know.
Oh, horses. We can do that February, hey, vaccinate your horses.
Yeah.
So how would that be different than say like a reverse 911 that we, like Hyde Park has that we call them, tell them there was a positive, then they would send that out through the community on just a regular basis. Is that how's
I
that
think
different?
It's kind of the same thing, type of thing, but the onus is on the community that, like, Newton doesn't have something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Lewiston does or not, but with Hyde Park they would be able to do it, so they'd get that double.
So who does that, like you send it to Newton, who gets it in Newton?
Those who are have signed up on it or, so the way he explained it is he pulls up Lewiston and there's households spotted. It's not every single household because not every household has, I don't know how they've signed up or whatever, but there was a few houses that could, that were available, and then he'll just pull it into a database and then it goes out, and then as people go to our website, it'll be there on the website. Then the website, they can click on that and sign up through the through it there.
So they have to go to the website to sign up for this?
Yes.
And if they go to the website, does it tell them everything anyway?
Yes and no.
I'm just asking you, yeah. They're not going to go to the website, is what we're spending the money on.
That's a good point, yeah.
If they don't go to it anyway, they're not going to go to it and sign up for this.
Right, but I've got enough. Anyway. The traffic is showing that we've got, this last one, I was looking, there's 27,000 people that have hit our website. And so if I keep it up to date, that's what I've really kept up on is that the website has been kept up. So when I found out that Lewiston tested positive last week, I got on it that night and updated it. For me, it's not a big deal if we do or don't get it. Because it is quite a bit of money for that. And I'm okay if you guys say
especially
yes.
Especially when it's only just for the summer.
Right. But I'm okay if you guys say yes, but I'm okay if you say no. And if you say no, it's easy for me to say, sorry, my board said no.
I kind of feel like if they're going to the website, they're going to find out the information anyway.
Yeah.
They have to go to it to sign up. Usually the people who are causing problems don't go look at anything.
And that was Lewiston. They said, and Lewiston, that was the problem with Lewiston. They said, there was, you didn't tell us or anything. And I should, the state law now says that we're supposed to let people know. That's a lot of the reason I do the spraying the way I do it. Because all other state mosquito abatements, not all of them, but most of them, base it on trap numbers. And so they could be in, say, if we did that, I could do Newton on Tuesday night and then Thursday night. But I don't have the trucks to do it. I don't have the personnel to do that. So, but also, so people know that every night I'm in Newton Thursday night. Every night I'm in Clarkston on Wednesday night. Instead of doing it the way the other districts do, and I changed that up. And so by state law, in about 4 years ago, a state legislature got his panties in a bunch because they came through and fogged and they were having a party and everything. And so he went, you know how the legislature does. And so they passed a law saying you have to give them 24 hours in advance or something like that. I can't remember the exact law that you're coming through. So that's why I keep it the way I do. But in this case, I forgot that and didn't put it on my website. And I don't think they would have gone and checked the website anyway, to be completely honest with you. But
well, Lewiston did ask for the change too, right?
Yes, and so.
I think it's kind of, when a town asks for a change, maybe they should kind of put it on their.
Yeah, they can, exactly. But it just—it was their 4th of July.
Not either.
Exactly, but I'm just presenting what it will do and what it does. I'm okay if we don't, because what has gone on has been working. We have to be fair. There have been a lot of calls. I've had four people this year tell me they're going to sue us. Two of them because we sprayed, and two of them because I wasn't coming to their house. And the one guy that I talked to was in Millville. He's all, I'll just go and ask for that. Since you're not going to service me, I'm going to ask that you take the tax. And I go, that's not how this works. And his wife was the Millville clerk, actually, so she knows how it works. And I go, besides that, you pay maybe $16, I'll give you $20 a year for that. You'd go and sue to get your money taken for $20. He goes, yeah, because of the principal. Well, I go, well, that's your prerogative, but you recognize I can't hit every single house every single week. Well, you can hit my house. So it's been a weird year this year. And the other one that told me they're going to sue was from Millville, only a block and a half away, that says we have no bugs there and that we've killed everything. But yet, then this guy's saying they're terrible up the, and he's up on the bench. So I don't know who to believe anymore. But.
Yeah. You know, honestly, you're not going to satisfy them all.
I know.
If you put this system out there, you're still going to be getting the calls. You're still going to be getting the complaints. So. You aren't going to satisfy them. I've lived a life where you're that way. No matter how much you make them aware of, they're going to have a problem with it.
Yeah.
And I guarantee if these people would have known ahead of time that you were going to be spraying, they wouldn't have changed their party anyway.
Right.
And had their party get scheduled. They wouldn't have changed it.
Yeah.
So I think you're doing above and beyond with what we're doing right now to keep everybody notified.
So like I said, I don't care if you say yes, and I don't care if you say no. If we say yes, I can make it, put it into the budget for next year. We won't have to pay until... he set up for January 5th, so.
I kind of feel like if they can check the website just as fast as
I feel like it's going to serve a few people, and they're not the noisy people anyway.
I think
yeah.
So.
Do we need to go any further on that?
So is there a no?
I don't know. Are you going to make a motion?
Yeah. Well, oh, is it my turn to make a motion? Yeah, I vote to. I make a motion that we say no. How's that?
To text
I'll second
like
that.
Okay.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion or question? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion did not pass. Actually, the motion did pass, but the...
Okay. Thank you.
Manager's report.
All right. Speaking of people, we have a no spray up in Petersboro, and we've had them for years. They used to live in Richmond, and then they moved to Petersboro, and for a long time, their place in Richmond and Petersboro was a no spray. But he got out and blocked my fogger up there 3 weeks ago. And so we had to call the sheriff's department. They had three deputies show up, which I was glad to. His wife recorded everything, but I'm like, so when I got there, he was talking to the officer, and I got out and I went right up to him. I go, dude, you can't be doing this. And I was calm and everything, and he goes, well, I wanted to make sure she knew where my property is. And I go, I understand that. You gave us that, and we're doing what you ask us to do. But you cannot stop her from doing her job. And what you did, I didn't mean to scare her. Well, when you come, and what he did is he got out and started coming at her and yelling at her. So, I've told, especially the two girls that are spraying for me, I've told them if anything like that, just call the sheriff's department. But then I got, and we've worked that all out, and so far, nothing. But between that and then that couple of years ago when we had that lady from Mendon that came to our board meeting that ran Matt off the road, I got thinking, I need teeth in why we can do this. So you bring up.
Sorry, I'm already in PowerPoint.
So this first one is what the mosquito abatement district can do. So if you go down, keep going. So this 17B2A703, in addition to the powers conferred on a mosquito abatement district under the top one, we can take all necessary and proper steps for the extermination of mosquitoes, flies, crickets, grasshoppers, and other insects. I do not let them know that we can do grasshoppers and crickets. I don't have the means to do that, but within a district is a B outside the district, so I can go into like Weber County, and if the mosquitoes are coming from there and moving in, I can do something like that or whatever. You know, we treat a little bit in Cornish on the Idaho side just because of that buffer. If lands inside the district are benefited, it tells us what we can do with that, with abating all nuisance and all that stuff. But examine the territory and remove from the territory without notice stagnant water or other breeding places. Go down, make a contract to identify or compensate an owner. So if we do anything to somebody's property or whatever, then we do have to take care of that and pay for it. But in other words, what we can do is we fit under the public health umbrella. And so we can go on anybody's property without notice. We can go, and this guy in Petersboro, he said, this is not a county road. It's, we have to pay for it and everything. And I'm like, I don't care if it's not a county, it's kind of like an HOA. And I said, I don't care if it's not, but we have the right to be here. And so the compromise came as he had houses above, and this is just right below where you used to live, Joe.
Yeah, I figured that.
And I go, so I've got to serve, yeah, you don't want sprayed, but I've got to service all them. And he goes, well, if I can talk them into not wanting sprayed, then will you not come up here? And I go, if you can talk every single house up here not being sprayed, then I will make that work. I think he got his neighbors across the road from him, is the only one that we've got a no spray. So we still go up there. But then I contacted the county attorney this last week. Go to the next one.
The interference.
And this is where it is. So it's under 76-8301, interference with public servant. And if you go down to 2A, Two, it says an actor commits interference with a public servant if the actor, A, uses force, violence, intimidation, or engages in any other unlawful act with a purpose to interfere with a public servant performing or purporting to perform an official function. The upper ones are like constables, things like that, but we are considered that public servant. And so if you look at three, a violation of subsection two is a Class B misdemeanor. So that is where we're going to, I'm going to start asking if we have, if it becomes a repeat something or whatever. So far we've been all right, but ask the deputies that using this state code as their way to give them a ticket or something so that we can do what we're supposed to do. But this year, like I said, it's been an odd year. Both with the public, but also mosquito numbers. Our mosquito numbers this year have been atrocious. As dry as it has been, in 2019 we had a week that we counted just over 4,100 mosquitoes in all 16 traps. The last 2 weeks, we've counted, last week was 5,200, and this week was just over 5,900 mosquitoes. The Newton trap alone was almost 1,900 mosquitoes. But yet, Newton Town, I'm not seeing any mosquitoes. So the Barrens are creating, the Cornish is getting some, Trenton, Willsville a little bit, but it's the north end, and we're doing everything. I mean, we spent a little bit of time in Clarkston.
There's not many out there.
There aren't, but our trap was a little higher this year too. In the last 2 weeks, I've been able to send some down to Salt Lake to get tested, but so the Cornish guy is now down in the Barrens in those areas trying to figure out where they're coming from. And so, and that between him and the normal guy, the regular guy that covers that area, and then my drone pilot, we put a lot of stuff out, but somewhere somebody is breeding mosquitoes and then letting them go. So, but I don't know. But Amalga's high there at Grant's place. I actually was surprised that Amalga didn't test positive this last week.
I've had a couple of people in Nibley tell me that the mosquito numbers are up this year compared to the past. And I said, well, look at the website, you'll see when they're going to go around again. I did hear that they were in Millville last night fogging. I think I had a guy tell me today when he called me.
Yeah.
Said they were fogging. So, but if Nibley keeps going with their development, there won't be much room for them anymore anyway. So.
That's right.
They're just not releasing mosquitoes here too, are they?
No. Our trap doesn't count. The Nibley trap used to be, you know, where the new bike.
I haven't been there yet. I've heard.
But you know where it's at.
Yeah.
That's where the trap is, and that used to be all wetland all through there. And they built condos and a bike.
Bike park. Yeah.
Park there. It's a nice bike park, but so we're getting a few. But you're right. If the development still goes, that will help us.
Yeah.
But you would think, like Benson. Benson's numbers did come down a little bit from the week before, but when they went to that pressurized line through Benson and everything, I thought that they would take care of a lot of those, but it's done it a little bit. But the from Kunzler's to the south, Valley View, we put a lot of product out there in those wetlands there. So I'm hoping that I can get through the summer. I bought more product this year than I have before, not knowing, because I'm worried about what it is, and we've gone through a lot of product this year, but yet our numbers are up, so I don't know. But other than that, we'll keep going, keep working on it, but and then the security cameras are up and going, so we've got them.
Richard.
Yes, Joe.
Is Warden Cotter, Board,
College Ward?
Young and College Ward. Are they doing anything at all?
I haven't talked to Nathan since last year, but I would think they would, but I have no idea. I haven't talked to him. So.
You know, that, when I was with Logan, I just ran a strip between us and Young and College Ward, and that pretty much took care of my mosquito problem.
And I know that Rex is especially that western from ICOM and all that area. Mm-hmm. He's in those housing developments out there. He's trying. We've got a few calls from that area. Sierra loves when she gets them. She goes, "That's not us. This is the number." But the biggest thing with College Young Ward, as you well know, is it's all flood irrigating out there. And yeah. So, and that's the thing with Clarkston, to the west of our trap, is they just keep flooding those, Cornish, they keep flooding all that. And it's hard when that water is just sitting there, and then at these hot days, I mean, a mosquito can go in this hot weather, and with the right temperature and the right organic matter, a mosquito can go from an egg to an adult in 3 to 4 days. So when you've got that, and you're missing a hatch, it is what it is. So luckily the product we have will last 28 days, but that's only if it hasn't got wet and then it's dried down. But anyway.
Well, I remember as a kid being down the river bottoms down here, and your back would just be black before we did any mosquito abatement.
See, the old timers recognize that. There was one I was talking about, says, you know, they're bad and I've seen better years, but I'm never going to complain, because before you guys started, we'd have to dress in bee suits pretty much to go out and move pipe and everything. So I recognize that, but at the same time, when you go from things are going really, really well to what the heck is going on, then I get a little bit...
Joe. I don't think he was calling you an old timer.
No, I was. So the mosquito abatement's been going since 2005. So 21 years. So before pre-21. So
I'm a lot older than that.
There you go. So, old timer. So yeah, but that's all I've got.
Okay, thank you. Clerk report.
Just my usual. Do your trainings. I have trustee compensation checks. I got Dave's signatures, so I need probably just Joe if you could sign those, and then who's here, I'll get your checks. So yeah, training and checks.
Okay, and cash them.
And cash them, yes.
Okay, thank you. Review and approve bills.
All right, so everyone should have. So that's where our PTF is, our Zions is, and then the unclear checks, those are that we still have some, like, I think one chemical check or like one or two things that are still, and then the unprocessed checks are big because of the new trustee compensation. So, and then just our usual, we got personnel, our abatement for maintenance, fuel, the capital projects is our surveillance, our operation sites, my clerk mileage. Our dues are, that was our Amazon business, and then office equipment, Wi-Fi, Uber, QuickBooks, travel and training. The premiums are in our insurance with the Utah Local Limit, Local Government Trust. So our automobile insurance, our property insurance, and our drones. And then, so those are what that covers. Yes, and liability. And then we have workers' comp, that office supplies, the trustee compensation, and then phones. And then the pickup truck is our lease for the pickup trucks. And then the new drone, that's for the new drone we just bought. So.
On the premiums, is that like a yearly, an annual?
Yes.
That's every month.
Okay.
Yes, that's our annual.
I'm sure it's cheaper if you pay it all in 1 month.
Yeah.
Can I go back just a minute?
Sure.
I just can't believe that somebody's brazen enough to go pull one of our trucks over. That just infuriates me.
What the hell are they thinking?
Yeah,
they blocked the road.
Locked the road, came out, and went after. So she just backed all the way down. I was in the shower when she called, so she called Hayden. Hayden says, called, and then she, Hayden's wife called me while she was talking to Hayden. And I said, just have her call the sheriff's department.
I think so. They need to call 911 and start recording.
Yeah.
I really do.
That's what this one. Yeah.
Was she upset?
No, it's, you know, Tori Nielsen.
Oh.
It's Tori, so oh. She was...
She took it.
She took it pretty. I'm glad it wasn't, because her daughter Carol is the other one. Mm-hmm. And Carol's the one I'm worried about a little bit more than Tori. Mm-hmm. Tori, she didn't take anything really, but yeah. At the same time, that road is, she just backed in, it's a snaky road at the very beginning, so she did back all the way down it. But that's what ticked me off too, because by the time I got, the first deputy got there just barely before I did. So, but yeah.
You put clothes on, right?
I did.
Okay.
he did forget his wallet, so when they asked for his ID.
When he's beating the sheriff there and he was in the shower, I wonder, holy cow.
It's been a long one. I was just getting ready to go to sleep last night, and Brandon called and goes, I got a hole in the tire down to Malaga there, down at the end of your lane, just... north of your house.
Oh.
Luckily,
you have that, you go straight
and go around the canal.
Okay, let's get back on subject. But I just, I think we need to instruct our drivers 911 first.
That's what I have.
Start recording.
Yep. Yeah, that's what I have done.
Okay, all right. I'll entertain a motion to pay the bills.
I'll second the motion.
I'll entertain. I'm not making.
Oh, you're just one entertainer. I'll do it.
You're making the motion?
No, second.
Okay. And
Dave wants second. Okay. Are there any discussions or questions? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes.
One other thing, just FYI, Jack's Tire and Oil is going out of business. As of July 31st, so if you do any business with them.
I thought they sold that to somebody.
They sold it to Purcell, but the building there on Main Street is closing. And so you have to go to Tremont. That's where I was getting my tires for the trucks and everything. And I went in to fix that tire. So
what about Nationwide?
Purcell's is still going and everything, but apparently the lease on the land is still owned by the... Jack's Tire and Oil Company, the Bowens, I guess is the Bowens. But he passed away, and his wife was holding on to it for as long as she could because she wanted to take care of everybody. But then it got to the point so that she sold it to the national company of Purcell's, and then they had a 2-year lease on that. But since Purcell took over, customer service sucks. In fact, I was talking to the salesman at the desk, they've had to replace 4 engines. So don't go get your oil changed there. 4 engines in the last 6 months. And because of that and losing all that, they're not making enough money to warrant renewing the lease. So they're closing down.
What about Twin and?
They might be up in
Boise.
Just that all I heard was on the door it says if you need any, go to Tremont. So.
Because they're the go-to guys up there when I blow a tire.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for that. Is there anything we need on the agenda for next month? Gosh.
Really?
It just infuriates me that this happened. And yeah. We have a motion to adjourn. We have a motion, a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Meeting's adjourned.